You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website hierarchyuniversity.com. I'm Sam the Faggot. Today is September 24th, 2025. Hope you're all well and good. I am doing okay, just busy all the time, and been working and whatnot and dealing with the website and all the other stuff that goes with that. And I have kind of an interesting thing to tell you before I get started with the podcast. I've been talking to an app developer. This guy has made a few million dollars on apps that he's created in the past, but he was looking for someone to help him with develop an idea. Now, I'm not an app programmer. I wish I was, because I've got a couple of other crazy ideas, but one of them is an idea that is related to my work here on the website and, you know, in Hierarchy. And I got to talking to him about his app idea and what my thoughts were about what he was doing. And he mentioned that if I had something that I wanted to try to do, he would be willing to help me. Well, I told him this idea. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but it's definitely an app that everybody would be interested in. In this side of the world, the Hierarchy, the dark side of the internet. I told him about the idea, and he thought it was very good, but it's raunchy. It's something that the average person would probably kind of recoil at, but it would definitely get people talking. And he shied away a little bit from wanting to be kind of any visible part of the app, but he said he wouldn't mind helping with the technical stuff. So who knows? I don't know where it's going to go. You know, he's a very straight-laced guy. I don't know if he would be, how far he'd be willing to go with it. But I just thought it was nice to have some feedback on it, because I've just been sitting on this idea. It is not sub-B&B, by the way, because Master Raz is off with the Israeli military, and I don't know what's going on with that at all. And there's some risks that I guess I have questions about with sub-B&B, so I don't know. But anyway, this other app is a good one, and it will get a lot of people talking. So so stay tuned. You never know. There might be something coming down the pike on that. So anyway, today's episode, we're going to talk a little bit about fag discipline and when fags go wrong. So fags gone wild. How about that? Did anybody buy that three-part VHS tape collection of that? Fags Gone Wild. We have actually I have an entire video library of that, so just go look for that for free. I've been disciplined a few times. Not a lot, you know. There are some fags that I've chronicled on the website and I've known who have been disciplined a lot. They just can't seem to stay out of trouble, I guess. But I've been disciplined a couple of times. One time was very serious. Most of it ever had to do with me falling in love with my master. And they were straight almost all the time. And so that was always a problem. I've talked a lot on the website about the nuclear option, right? Which is essentially when a master would force his faggot to watch him have sex with, well, in my case, with a female, but somebody else. So it works on a couple of levels. It denies the fag what it wants, but also the fag is forced to confront the fact that it's not worth anything, that it can be thrown away because there's other people he can fuck and use. So And it hurt a lot, you know, when he did that to me, that master. And that's how I got to know about it. And I've talked about it many, many times on the website. And I've chronicled other alphas who have done that to their faggots. And it was effective to them, too, you know. And it actually is involved with what I'm going to talk about here. So, the thing is, faggots oftentimes, they make mistakes. They're human like anybody else, right? So we're not talking about that. And I think if a master's disciplining a faggot for mistakes, you know, like he spills some milk on the floor or something like that, you know, that's extreme. I don't think any alpha should be like that, you know, over simple things, you know. But when there are serious infractions of some sort, well, you know, there has to be some discipline. And very good masters know how to discipline with love, as opposed to just violence, you know. Now, there are a lot of stupid alphas and stupid masters, really, that only understand or want to do the violent part, you know, the oppressive part, because men are wired for that a lot of times. But the smart ones understand that discipline is a tool to shape a faggot into something better, you know. It's like the cutting and shaping tools that a sculptor uses to shape a piece of clay into a beautiful piece of art. A skillful master uses the tools of discipline targeted ways so that he shapes the faggot's behavior into something more beautiful. And I always appreciate whenever I get to talk about masters like that. So, of course, the best example that I can think of for this is Master Lorenzo. I talked in a post titled "When a Beloved Faggot Fails," about Master Lorenzo and his primary faggot, Giovanni, or Gio, and how Gio failed and then lied, trying to cover it up. Because Master Lorenzo keeps strict watch on his faggot's diet, etc., and Gio went and bought some ice cream when he wasn't supposed to, didn't ask permission, ate it all up, and then when he was asked about it, he lied to Master Lorenzo, even though Master Lorenzo knew, because Gio used the credit card that Master Lorenzo trusted him with. So this was a pretty serious infraction, right? I mean, yeah, it's ice cream, but like, it's the point is he was doing something outside of what he knew he was not supposed to do. And so Master Lorenzo had to act. And so Master Lorenzo used sort of a modified version of the nuclear option that I described. He called the other faggot that he owns, Raphael, and he used him in front of Gio. He forced Gio to watch him. Well, he told Gio, go ahead and eat your ice cream. You know, that's fine. I'm going to use the other faggot. And it forced Gio to realize that he made a mistake, obviously, and hurt Master Lorenzo, disappointed him, but also that even though he is special to Master Lorenzo, he could lose him. Because Master Lorenzo has done a lot for Gio and his mother. Basically rescued them, gave them a new life, and a new purpose for Gio. And putting Gio into college, you know, just really doing a lot for him. So he trusts Gio to be a good faggot, a good boy, and follow his instructions. Master Lorenzo is not asking the moon from Gio. He just wants him to be obedient and to be honest, you know. And when Gio failed, you know, he had to be punished. Now, you know, Gio was very contrite and very broken-hearted about failing and the punishment that he had to endure by watching his master use a different faggot. And this is kind of also what I wanted to highlight, is that Master Lorenzo then used Gio after getting Gio to admit what he did was wrong and to apologize. And then he provided aftercare to Gio in a tender way. If you read the post, you'll see more about that. But, you know, aftercare is part of this discipline process. And again, it's something that alphas fail a lot. They fail in the aftercare part. They just think a faggot is a faggot. It's a piece of garbage. It's, you know, it can be replaced or whatever. And maybe that's true. But Master Lorenzo doesn't look at his faggots like that. He looks at his faggots as valuable in his life. And he cherishes them as property. And he takes care of his property like a man should, right? And so he provided aftercare to Gio. Why is aftercare important? Well, I mean, if you discipline a faggot or a dog or a child, I mean, you have to mend that. You have to, the healing process helps to secure, you know, you were disciplined and now you're forgiven. And let's move forward and try it again. That it's that getting a second chance that binds a faggot to its master, rejuvenates it, gives it hope, makes it feel worthwhile, you know. And I don't understand why so many alphas fail to understand that part of it. It's no big deal to smack a faggot around or whip it or whatever, kick it in the balls or whatever you do to discipline your faggots. I don't necessarily recommend any of those things for discipline, but yeah, there has to be aftercare. Otherwise, you're just being abusive, right? Even if you have a reason to be abusive. When you just do that and you don't follow it up with aftercare, all you're doing is beating the faggot. And you're not teaching it anything. You're not giving it any hope to try to be better. And that's the whole point of discipline, to shape them into something better. You know? That's why I just really appreciated Master Lorenzo's use of discipline with Gio. And like, Gio is really one of the best faggots that I cover on the website currently. He's a wonderful brother. I love his letters to me. He's always encouraging to me, and like, and his pure joy of service comes through in his letters to me. And I was sad when I read that letter about him failing. And he wrote it to me. And I was sad to see that, you know. But again, he's a good faggot. And I'm proud of him. And I'm proud to call him my brother. He failed. I failed. You know, we fail, but we get back up and we keep trying to be better. And we do that with the help of our masters, you know, who are much stronger than we are and much more focused and stable. And they keep us on track through discipline. And the good masters make us better faggots. They make us better people. And I just really appreciate discipline as I've gotten older as a faggot. And even though I hate to see my little brothers get disciplined and be hurt and be embarrassed or sad, I know that, like, Gio is going to be better because Master Lorenzo disciplined him. And Master Lorenzo is going to be much happier in the future because his faggot's going to be better. And I just hope that, that everybody can look at the process of discipline, both alphas and faggots, as a process, with a purpose in it, okay? And, that's all I wanted to say, I think. I've seen, there's several examples on the website over the years that I've covered where there were some extreme versions of this. I mean, some extreme forms of discipline that scared me a little bit. I know Chin and Master Jin had a few episodes where Chin was really disobedient about his chastity, and things got a little scary. But I'm just saying that sometimes it can be, the failure can be pretty extreme, and sometimes the discipline becomes extreme too. But if there's a purpose behind it, and an end point and a way to have aftercare and smooth it over and make it improve everybody, I mean, that is the real point of it, you know. And I hope that people that are listening to this, I hope they're starting to apply this kind of thing. Even if you're a cash master, you can do this with your faggots. Okay? Just because you're a cash master and it's happening online doesn't mean that you can't apply discipline, targeted discipline, with your faggots and make your faggots better. Lord knows, cash fags online need a lot of discipline, okay? But it can be done. And so I just hope that everybody uses that as a method going forward so that everybody gets better, you know. That's pretty much all I got. I just I really wanted to talk about that. And I know that the story about Master Lorenzo and Gio was like a week ago or something, more than a week ago. But it was kind of sitting in my brain, so I wanted to get it out of my brain. I hope you all are doing very well. I posted a really awesome live stream from X. It's an X space with Master A. I've posted it on all platforms, so you almost can't miss it. So I recommend you listen to it. It's a very, very good space. One of the best spaces I've ever done with one of the great masters of my life. So I hope you'll listen to it because it has some actual surprises in it. So I would listen to that if you could get a chance to. Anyway, I love you guys very much. I will talk to you next week, all right? Love ya. Bye.